like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts this morning. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Put your hand on your heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Now, this is our prayer this morning. Like the dew. Say it like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our heart. Hallelujah. Say like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And we say rest. We say rest, rest, Jesus. Say rest, rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Say the like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And we say, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. And a recent rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning, a roo, roo, Jesus, a roo, Jesus, a roo, Jesus, like the dew in the morning, say rain, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus. Rain, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Want you to move, move. Jesus said, move, move. Wake us up. Hallelujah. Move, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Say yes, 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 Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosea said, I will be to Israel like refreshing dew from above. Hallelujah. It will blossom like the lily. It would send roots deep in the soil like the cedars in Lebanon, like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As the deer panteth for the waters of my soul, longeth after thee. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone make my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desires, and I long to worship you. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone make my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver, and the apple of my eye. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield, and you alone make my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you, hallelujah, you alone are my strength, my shield. Hallelujah. For you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship. Glory. Hallelujah.
Good morning again. We're so glad you joined us here on the Master's Call. My name is Minister Sadiq Cox. Let us pray. Dear God, Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. How amazing it is to know that we are right with you. God, we know it's not something we are called could ever accomplish on our own. Amen. It could only be done through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for speaking this morning about the download of Word in the Telecommunications Sanctuary. We pray for everyone that joined this morning and thought it was not Robbie. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us, and we also pray for the staff. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning, Lord, the nursing home, the hospital, anybody that comes and spit them, Lord, like never before. Lord, we lift up the families that's been touched in Haiti, the families around the world, Lord, we pray for them this morning. We give everybody the strength to move forward today, to love, to share, to care, to be able to do something that must be some good. Hallelujah today, Lord. We praise you, we love you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away for that gentleman. Love you.
Love you, too. God bless you, my sister, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx. God bless you. And thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this wonderful Tuesday morning. Thank you so much for that tag. We have the victory. Yes, we do. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things that he's doing. And thank you, Minister Roslyn, bringing us before the presence of the Lord. As the deer pants after the water, so my soul, O Lord, pants after you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all for all that you do this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I'm so thankful and grateful for God bringing us here once more and again to give him praise and give him glory. And if this is your first time joining us, I want to share just a little bit with you about this call. It started back in October 2010, and our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, said yes to the master. And with that, they stood on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we are here every Monday through Friday, giving God glory, praying with one another, asking God to just strengthen us, empower us, and to be the people that he called us to be. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website. It's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And the theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we invite you to do so. You could be a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord. You may even have a song in your belly. You can just do that. This is a safe place. We encourage you to come and be used by the Lord. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. As well as your prayer requests and praise reports, you could send that as well to info@themasterscall.net. But take note that we also take your prayer requests and your praise reports in the second half of our call on Fridays. Now, you might ask, how did this call start almost 11 years ago? Well, it started with this wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artists International, a company that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago. And we're so grateful that it was brought over into the United States because it came out of Mexico. But thank God that he brought them over into the United States. And we're so thankful because these are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products that are helping to restore our bodies. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. But not only that, every Monday through Friday, there's a call right after this call called the Morning Motivational Call that's held right after this call, as I mentioned. And you'll get great information about these awesome products. Well, today is Presidential Tuesday, and it'll be more on the business side of it. But I tell you, great, great information. So what today, it will be about never stop closing, never stop closing. So the host will be Brother Melvin Pope. And the guest speakers will be Director Deborah Smith and managers Eloise Scott and Shirley James. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, some of you might have a company that may try to block or charge you, rather, for the call, and there's a bypass number you could call first. That number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, enough for announcements. What I'm going to do is just bring a powerful, powerful woman of God, and I tell you, every time she comes, yes, every time, she comes. She's bringing it. And God has definitely been using her, blessing us, I tell you. And I'm thanking God for the powerful word that he's using her with. And I'm just grateful because she's a historian as well. She can give you some history, and I always tell her, I wish she was my history teacher. I would have made straight A's. I know I would have, because I would have been listening attentively. She is a woman of God who says yes to the master at all times. She is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry. She is a woman of God who is also an associate minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, with her pastor being Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. She is a woman of God that has been teaching, preaching, and standing on God's word, and oh my goodness, a prayer warrior like none other. Many call her Mother Eagle. We call her friend. We call her sister. We call her a mother that we can go to at all times, and we're so grateful that she is a woman who is powerful, anointed, and truly appointed for this day and time. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Thank you for such a kind, compassionate, heartfelt introduction. Good morning to the mighty prayer general, Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much. And as you hear me always rightly calling her the Right Reverend Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, whom I love. Thank you for greeting and seating God's people. And wow, Minister Rosalyn Peters from Bowie, Maryland, thank you for that anointed worship leading us right into the presence of the Lord. Good morning to our Master's Call family. Thank you so much for dialing in again to be a part of the call this morning. His mercies are new every morning. I want to acknowledge our co-founder. She is resting. And keep her in prayer, Dr. Pacola. Roberts is back there in Monticello, Mississippi, And we thank God for her and me beginning this journey with her. Now coming right on up, less than a month away, we will be 11 years old. And I thank God for his faithfulness day in and day out to allow us to have this place and platform to minister God's word, to be on assignment each and every weekday, to pray, to lift up, to petition and proclaim God's truth as we pray for artist's life and the body of Christ. So it has just been an extreme honor and privilege to know and love so many of you all, and new names I see on this board each and every day. I thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. And thank you for all that you have done to support the Master's Call. There is a word from the Lord today. God has really been continuing to speak and speak clearly and loudly. And those who have ears to hear, let him hear. I'm going to be coming to you today and tomorrow to complete, I hope, this series that God's dropped into me to go back and talk about it. You know, we have been honing in on the need for us to remind the body of Christ that everything we need is in the house. Say that to yourself. Prophesy this morning. Everything I need is in the house. Lay hands on your own belly. Talk to that paraclete inside of you, that Holy Spirit that will stand up big inside of you. Everything I need is in the house. We have been through a trying season as a country, as a global community, where we have seen atrocities and we have seen loss like we have never experienced it before. And for many of us, we've been in a similar semblance kind of shell shock. And even believers have begun to grow weary in well-doing. And I've been really coming to you the last few times talking about the importance for us to remember who we are and whose we are, and to get back into that place and space where we walk by faith and not by sight. And no matter what winds of adversity are blowing, we're rooted and grounded in God. And we have to trust on him. When you can't trace his hand, trust his heart that he loves you more than you even love yourself. And it is so important that the body of Christ rise up like an island in the sea and shine bright in this time of immense darkness. And some of us have realized we weren't as strong as we thought we were. It's been a kind of spiritual litmus test for many of us as we've gone through this pandemic of keeping our joy, keeping our faith focused on the Father, and keeping our faith rooted and grounded in his word. You hear me say all the time, fresh off the Holy Ghost press, work the word and the word of God will work for you. And we have to know the word to work the word. Our minister Brenda said in the beginning, our theme for this year, and God told me to go back and dust that off. Even though we say it every call, we put that thing in front of you. Let's dissect it, as my pastor always says. There's some meat still on the bone. Let's chew on today. Our theme in 2021, even though we're about to enter in just a few days, the 10th month of this year, we're well more than halfway. In 2021, God's strategic shifting. None of this caught God off guard. There's been some shifting and sifting going on in the heavens that many of us have not attuned in and tapped into and understood. God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. God's, not the devil's, God's strategic shifting. Nothing happens unless God allow it. Some of us haven't wrapped our minds around that, to understand, to ask the right questions, prophetic suddenlies. You thought we were going one direction, and woo, there was such a shift, a turnaround, a reversal that seemed to rattle us. But his holy standards, he is exposing light in areas we didn't even realize there was darkness, the motives of people's hearts, the cruelty and the character that doesn't always line up with God, even though they say, I love Jesus. They're being established, and God is supernaturally revealing. But see, that's good news. You know, Minister Brenda alluded that I love history, and I do. Didn't even realize how much I loved it as I have in the last 10 years of my life. Why? Because I always ask why and look for patterns and look for things that happen again and again and want to understand why. And history has a very interesting ingredient of repeating itself. And for many of us, we don't know church history like we should. And even though we really love God and love the church of the living God, that's not just a building. We are the church. That's why even with the pandemic, it shouldn't have rattled us so much. We shouldn't have had to be so insecure about not being in a building when God's given us so much technology. I mean, I've Zoomed my heart away. Lionel Richard can't Zoom more than we've Zoomed over the last year and a half. And we've still been able to see faces. No, it's not the same thing as a touch, but it didn't take away our ability to stay connected on some level. And we haven't been able to understand exactly what God has been saying to us. So we've got to still dare to dream. We've got to still dare to believe. I've been talking about holistically walking through this season, spirit, soul, and body, and especially in that soulish realm where our mind, will, and intellect, many of us, our mindset has not been rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We stay too much in our feelings, and our feelings will often fail us. The flesh will often fail us. Only faith in God will fulfill us. Yes, yes. And we have to understand to make it through the remainder of this season we're in with this pandemic, because it is so far from not being over. I know that's what many of y'all did not want to hear, do not want to receive, but hear the prophet of the Lord. We're in this for the long haul, and God is saying many things, and too many of us who call on the name of Jesus are not listening with spiritual ears. We're trying to have our way. We're not in a Holy Ghost Burger King. You cannot have your way. We need to say, Spirit of the living God, have your way. Speak to my heart, and I will obey. Show me what you would have me to do, and I will do it. And we've been spoiled, especially in America. There's been an arrogance and knowing that we're the best and we can do it better, build it bigger, believe more. But it had been based on the faith and the Word of God, like it had in times past. And, you know, my mother used to say a saying that every time she said it, you knew that meant either an intimate behind whipping was coming or there was some catastrophe in our lives. She would always say, I can show you better than I can tell you. I've told you enough times, now I have to show you. And all of the children in 125 Pecan Street, the Weatherspoons, knew exactly what that meant. But it meant an accountability for some choices. It meant an accountability for some actions. His mercies are new every morning, but we've got to want his mercy and repent for our positions and actions that have not lined up with the Word of God. But it's good news, because church history shows you it is always darkest before dawn. Some of the best revivals out outpouring of God's Spirit have always happened when we said it can't get no worse, and it did. And then God showed up and showed out. When people got so hopeless that they sincerely cried out for the God of all ages, for Yeshua to show up, and he did. And many of us are finally getting back in that prayer closet, are finally saying, Daddy, God, show me, speak to me, tell me, reveal to me. I will hear and obey. The most powerful moves of God have taken place, and we are right at that space. You can watch the news for just a little while and see more cliffhangers are going on this week in Washington, D.C., more decisions that will frame the destiny of this country that has been based on the closest resemblance to democracy. Because, see, I believe in history, and there's never been a correction for the people of color, especially African Americans. We're the only race of people that came here in chains. Our mindset, we've had to deprogram so much pain and get back to holding on to the horns of the altar. But God has moved with us as a people. But we are seeing so much injustice, so much oppression, those principalities of racism, principalities of arrogance, principalities of greed. And I call them principalities because they have such a stronghold on America. And if the body of Christ doesn't get in its position and pray and obey. He just went home to be with the Lord. Dr. David Cho, who had the largest, Paul Cho, had the largest church in the world in Korea. I was so blessed to meet him and sit at his feet when I was in seminary. And he used to say it so plainly and laugh and say, what do I do to have all that God has given us? I pray, and then I obey. I was like, no, that man did not say that. I'm paying $40,000 a year, and this is what he's telling us. Just pray, but then obey. And that's when your flesh starts screaming. That's when your mind wants to come up with its own agenda. God's downloaded into your spirit his plan, his strategy from heaven. That's what you'd ask for. And then you want to start negotiating. I want to start negotiating. And God is reminding us we better pray and obey, because so much of the destiny of America is in balance. But God always leaves a remnant to pray. Are you the remnant? Am I the remnant that is really praying? It has gotten to the point lately where, because we do have feelings, because we do have opinions, which never have destroyed any yokes, I've had to pray in my prayer language more than I've ever had to before, because I want to make sure I'm in the center of God's will. The only perfect prayer is a prayer in tongues. How can you say that? Because that's the only prayer that's spirit to spirit. It bypasses our mind. It bypasses our vote. It bypasses our input. It's the spirit of the paraclete inside of you praying to our straight to our God in heaven. You did not stop and go to collect $200. You went straight from your heavenly position on earth to your heavenly position in the heavens. And I've had to say, God, birth your will. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. But I'm not depressed. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm really excited. Because church history shows me when we get in a place like this where Israel is talking about I'll bomb Iraq whether they do anything or not, because I believe that they're building nuclear bombs. I'm like, oh no, you're telling me to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Psalms 122:6? Yet they're over here contemplating starting the war. You're telling me Australia needed more nuclear submarines to protect themselves. You're telling me that we can't disagree without being totally disagreeable, just rude, crude, that we have our personal motives more hand than for the good of all? God said you better call on him, not just for us four and no more, but because we're commanded to pray. And church history has shown me when the people of God really turn down their plates and pray, when the people of God petition heaven and send forth every morning. I dispatch you, Michael, Archangel of War, war in the heavenlies on our behalf. I send forth the garrison of ministry angels to war on our behalf. I pray the Paga prayers that hit the mark. Daddy God, I pray as a midwife, birthing your will, your kingdom come, your will be done. You told me to stay before you and you would give me the mind of Christ. I don't want my mind, and that's what I want, my agenda. That pronoun is your kingdom come, your will be done. In 2021, God has done more strategic shifting, and you could add in there sifting. We know when you sift something, you're only letting the pure things get through. We better ask God, create in me a clean heart. Renew a righteous spirit in me. The prophetic suddenlies, we are seeing more things happen than we never dreamed that are happening. But we better ask God's prophetic will, divine interventions. I preached yesterday morning on miracles, on messages, on moments, because God wants to do a miracle every day, but you and I are his glory carriers. We're his prayer warriors. We're his instruments on earth. Are we yielded for him to work in us, through us, and for us so that the miracles show up in our behalf? Is our message, God, you and you alone, rule and reign in our lives? We're going to talk about tomorrow to dream again, to dare to believe again in the midst of the drama, in the midst of this destruction, in the midst of this devastation from natural disasters, from spiritual onslaught. Know who you are and whose you are. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have nothing to fear. Walk by faith. Work those faith muscles and say what God says about you. Speak your victory and your victory alone. You will not grow weary in well-doing. We've got work to do, kingdom building to accomplish. The master's call was called to pray and obey. And that's what we're going to do individually and collectively, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, I speak it, I decree it over you to wake your spirit man up, stand up big, and be about kingdom building this day and every day. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Brenda.
Ooh, hasha. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Powerful, powerful message this morning. Everything I need is in the house, and that's this house, this temple that God has given us. And not only that, in the spirit realm. To God be the glory. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you truly have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. You have brought us in a place, Lord God, where sometimes we know we can't look to the right nor to the left, but look always to you as the author and finisher of our faith. We know, Father God, that we are in a trying time, but Lord God, you have already given us the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for those that you have brought before us, Lord God, that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord God, as I bring before you Dr. Pecola, Father God, I ask that you strengthen her and empower her, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen baby Moses and Maddie and baby Noah, Lord God. Keep those babies, Father God. Keep them, Father God. Strengthen them and empower them, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping Bishop Royce and LaJuan and Minister Ruth and Kaylin's dad. Cadence and so many, Lord God, I ask that you just empower them, the Stowers family. Lord, we just know, Father God, that you are the balm in Gilead. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing, empower, restoring like never before. We lift up the families, Lord God, that are bereaved this morning. We ask that you continue to strengthen the Rice family, the Meade family, the May family, Minister Ruth and her family, the Cooper family, Austin family, Pastor Lavona Lewis and her family, Monica and family, Allen family, Small family, Kai Brown and her family, Linda Kidd and her family, the Cox family, Peterson family. There are so many, Lord God, and you know them all. So I ask you, Lord God, that you put your arms around them, that you empower them, you strengthen them, Father God. We know, Lord God, nobody can keep them like you can. So we give your name praise. We give your name glory. Lord, all that are on this call, as we receive your word, Lord God, let us go forth knowing, Lord God, that you have given us, you made us, you have equipped us, yes, you have, with your glory, with your anointing. So we say, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, because there is no power but of you, O God. We ask you, Lord, that we come to know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. Lord God, let your words be abide within us, and let us go forth, Lord God, in you, knowing that we are more than conquerors. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for that powerful message. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping her, restoring her, and strengthening her in every way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I tell you, ooh, Lord Jesus, powerful, powerful message. Share this with someone. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. The morning motivational call is next, 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Thank you so much again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you, bringing us before his presence this morning. And thank you, Honorable Minister Cynthia, for greeting and seating and opening us up in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for this powerful message. We give God glory for you. Would you come and close us with the benediction?
Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Everything you need is in the house. Take that with you today. Everything I need, lay hands on your own stomach. Prophesy. Everything I need is in the house. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Father, I thank you for stirring up in your people the belief, the trust, the ability to know that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that's we trust unconditionally in you. Now, as we leave this call, but never your presence, remind us that you are doing the strategic shifting, the prophetic suddenlies, and establishing the holy standards, that you will supernaturally reveal your power like never before in our lives. As we go with grace. We go growing and knowing that we are your glory carriers. We are your vessels, your hands extended. And with all we do and say, wherever we go this day, we will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, fortifying your faith to the finish. Be blessed. Bye-bye.